Well, hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Donna Crow, and we have a special guest again today. That would be Dr. Anthony Klein-Smith. And I asked him if he'd be willing to do this broadcast because I've had a number of my clients call me and being very confused. They're confused because they're hearing some negative things from TBR Labs. TBR Labs is another colostrum company that Dr. Klein-Smith was connected with for a brief period of time. And they've sort of, I guess you would say, done a smear campaign across the internet. And so clients are confused, and I want the truth to come out. So basically my experience with Dr. Klein-Smith and ImmuneTree has been since, I think, around 1998. I learned about colostrum and began using this because I had tried other ones, and this was the best one I could find. I had tried New Zealand and a number of brands that I can't name because you're not allowed to do that legally, but tried a few companies and just wasn't happy with the product at all. I had too much dairy in it. I had dairy responses and things like that, and tried the ImmuneTree, and it just was fantastic. It was what it says it is, pure, true colostrum, and it produced the results that we all are looking for the right colostrum to do, you know. And so I bought it retail initially to try it out, and then when I realized this was the product that I wanted for myself and my family, then I went ahead and began purchasing it wholesale as part of my business at that time, and and I never had any problems, ever. You know, shipments were always on time, the product was always good quality, Dr. Klein-Smith was always extremely gracious, he seemed actually eager to talk to people. It wasn't like, could I talk to Anthony? Well, no, he's too busy. You know, it was never like that. He was always eager to talk, and I didn't have much to say, so I didn't talk to him a lot, but he was easy to contact if you needed him. And a few years back, ImmuneTree joined forces, changed the name to TBR Labs. I believe I've got the history right. If I don't, Dr. Klein-Smith will correct me. But business was okay. The product seemed, you know, okay. And then just a few months back, I don't know, 6 months or a year ago, they started just telling me bizarre stuff. And in the process of trying to find out what was real, I ended up talking to Dr. Klein-Smith, and it turns out that they had a disagreement. Dr. Klein-Smith has disconnected and gone back to his own label, ImmuneTree, and I have gone back with him because I feel like my loyalty is to Anthony. He's put out a good product over the time. I've never had any problems, never had any problems until it became TBR, and I don't want to be in the problems. And so I have gone back to ImmuneTree and Dr. Klein-Smith, and we're going to talk about some stuff here today so that you understand why I made that choice and what the facts are, because there's some pretty potent misinformation out there. So that being said, I'm going to say, hi, Dr. Klein-Smith. Thank you for being here. And
you are very welcome.
So I'm going to hand it over to you and let you explain kind of in more detail what's gone on and what
okay.
the facts are.
Well, I appreciate it. And first and foremost, I have nothing to hide. If people want to call in and ask questions, they may do so at any time. And hopefully they do, because I do try to make myself very available. Let's go back a little bit in time. And when I say a little bit, I'm talking even before 1998. I started the ImmuneTree company in 1994, and I put out my first book with Dr. Lance Wright in 1998. I was bedridden for most of 1997 and part of 98 because of a skiing accident and some surgeries that I'd begun to progress through. And my attorney at the time had said, you know what, take ImmuneTree away, and call it ITG Inc. So that's what we did, but the marketing name has always been Immune Trees. As a matter of fact, in August of 2008, when I sold the label, because I actually created the TBR Labs label, I sold that to Rick Hennage, who was not only our CFO, but he was also our financial advisor and partner and what have you. Now, what was interesting about that is we had pre-signed an agreement. He actually pre-signed it because of some of the business decisions that I had made. We were struggling some financially, and we were going to be cleaning up and taking ITG, not Immune Tree. Immune Tree was kind of a standalone thing. But we were going to take ITG, and we were going to clean up the finances. So here's where it becomes rather interesting. In October or November of 2009, first and foremost, let me say, I am not a medical doctor. I am a PhD in nutrition, and so I don't provide medical advice, but what I do provide is historical and research data that we've been involved with since 1994, because that's when I got into the colostrum side. Now, in October of this year, or no, of 2009, I was asked, either in October or November, I was asked to allow Dan Hennage to modify and update and take care of the Immune Tree website. So he needed our username and password. Well, as a business partner, I didn't see any problems with giving that to Rick Hennage, and he subsequently gave it to his son. They subsequently stole that. And that will be coming out here in the court case here very shortly as well. Now, I am not a guru
Can I interrupt just for a second? For people
Absolutely.
Who don't understand how websites are set up, you have to have a password to get in. And with that password, they were able to go in and change the password, right, effectively blocking you out?
They were. As a matter of fact, there's a progression of things, situations that took place. The first one was, hey, we want to update and modify the websites, and we want to handle that. Oh, I don't know websites from a hole in the head. Ask me about a formulation. Ask me about colostrum. Ask me about the different herbs and other things that are out there. That's my forte. So in December, I was asked by Rick Hennage to get a cheaper grade of colostrum. I said no. There's only been one grade of colostrum that I formulated, I put together, and that was well before TBR Labs in 2008, or even well before Dr. Al Fox and Dr. Donald Lyon, especially when we did the videos together in 2001. And it was interesting because they make the claim that they were the original Immune Tree. They own Immune Tree. And I'm here to tell you, folks, if you go to the Utah.gov business search and type in Immune Tree and click on the link that's Immune Tree Inc., you're going to see the registered agent and the owner is myself. That alone should give you some indication of just how interesting this is going to turn out. Because that's one of the things, didn't they, Donna, that they told you that they own Immune Tree.
Right.
Well, folks, if you go to the state of Utah, unless I've subsequently purchased it and now own that as well, according to them, I may, the state of Utah recognizes that, in fact, I am the owner of Immune Tree, Inc. So that's one thing. The second thing that I'd like to kind of go through, there's a website out there that they use, drkleinsmithfraud.com. That's right, me. I have nothing to hide. drkleinsmithfraud.com. Go take a look. It's all anonymous. Anonymous this, anonymous that. As a matter of fact, they've even changed the. It's interesting. If you go to Immune Tree Inc. or ImmuneTree.com, you'll see that link to that website and that they say they own it. Well, we're in a lawsuit. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things I believe, Donna, that they said to you is that I haven't sued them; they've sued us. And Judge Fred D. Howard. One of the things that we have done is we've put up a website. It is not anonymous. We actually give you the declarations. We give you the Fourth District ruling. We give you pieces of the deposition from Rick Hennage where he states that he's been feeding the misinformation to a gentleman by the name of Sean We believe that's Sean Van Staveren, but we'll see. And it's interesting because if you go to the immunetreefacts.com, immunetreefacts.com, the first thing that pops up is the quick facts. And this is just a real basic overview. It's Immune Tree Inc. versus TBR Labs quick facts. The first thing that pops up is the 4th District Court ruling. Judge Fred D. Howard of the 4th District ruled in our favor. He stated that TBR Labs could not stop me from using the name Immune Tree for both my products and my company name. He also stated that in the likelihood of the case going to trial, TBR Labs would not prevail. Now, he also is interesting because Judge Howard also ruled that the court finds that there was no transfer of the trademark Immune Tree or the trade name, and therefore the court denies the motion for a preliminary injunction. Now, that was back in June of 2010. But it gets a bit more interesting because they make all sorts of different claims on the fraud site. Things like, and I love this one, that I've never written any books. Well, if you take a look at the full overview and you kind of pan down, there's a lot in there, but if you take a look at the book section, there's book, literature, and research facts. It states that I never wrote a book or I never had anything to do with a book. You're going to see a book that's kind of colorful, has a collage of photos on it, and it says, Colostrum, Mother Nature's Healthy Alternative for Every Generation. Now, what's interesting about that book is this. The author is Dr. Lance Wright, and there's a little section on the very back of the book that says, I did all the research. But what's interesting about that little book is the photos. There's a little girl with a little red hat sitting in the sand. That's my niece. She's going to the University of Colorado right now. The older couple, the gentleman and the lady smiling on the front, that's my wife's grandparents. The little girl that's sitting there in the little red sweatshirt, that's my daughter, Katie. The couple holding the little baby, that's my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, and they're holding my firstborn son, that's Mitch. See, this was a collage that I put together for my family, because they had to put up with me creating this book.
Right.
Now, it gets even more interesting, because if you go to the Dr. Klein Smith fraud site and you click on the book and pan down, they've actually taken a photo and opened up the cover. And it's interesting because it says first printing February 1998, and it says copyright 1998 by Catchell Publishing. Catchell is the combination of Katie, my daughter, and Mitchell, my son. The address, 438 Adley Avenue in Murray, Utah, that's my mother-in-law's address.
So you're basically saying that you're all over this book.
I did all the research for the book, and for the most part, I wrote it. Dr. Lance Wright approached me when I was in Burley, Idaho, of all places. He tracked me down and said, I've tested your product. Now, God bless him, he passed away, but I have letters from him that I'm more than willing to send out to anybody, which is rather interesting because he states that, yes, he is the author of the book, but I put it together for him. So
right.
That's the first book. The second book, if you go to that full overview, is you'll see another book right below it that says Colostrum, the Natural Prescription for Your Well-Being, Dr. Anthony Klein-Smith and Dr. Donald Lyon. Now, one of the things that TBR Labs and even Dr. Al Fox claims is that I've never met Dr. Donald Lyon. I had no affiliation with him, no, I've never met the man, and that if I remember correctly, Dr. Al Fox even says, hey, I wouldn't allow that to happen. Well, if you go to my blog, drkleinsmith.com, and you click on Immune Tree Certified and Dr. K, you're going to see a video right there. And if you click on that video, what you're going to then find is me on the Cornell Farms and other farms around the area, and you're going to find me interviewing Dr. Al Fox and Dr. Donald Lyon. And you're going to find that if I've never interviewed them, then these gentlemen are ghosts and it's kind of all made up, which is kind of funny.
I've seen the video. Okay. It's a good one.
Yeah, you can actually watch me interviewing them and going through that. They state that I never had any product liability. We actually carry in the natural products industry, the normal standard is a product liability insurance of $1 million per occurrence, $2 million aggregate. Okay, we actually carry a $2 million per occurrence and $2 million aggregate. And it's kind of fun because I guess they supposedly had a contact with Richard Nelson, who is the insurance agent, and we have spoken to Richard on several different occasions. As a matter of fact, I've met Richard in person on several occasions with Dale Curtis, who is my partner on the manufacturing side. And yes, we actually do have it, and we have different things posted. As an example, one of the things that I really enjoyed was they said, I'm just a marketer. Well, we run a USDA, FDA, and GMP manufacturing facility. We have product mixing, ribbon blenders. We have encapsulators, powder fillers. We even have liquid fillers, all kinds of fun things that you would normally see in a certified facility. Now, I have had many different people that I've had different conversations with. They didn't know anything about the Immune Tree Facts website, and they've been told, oh, he's doing everything out of the basement of his house. And that's where I say, well, take a look at our certificates. They're actually on that website. You can click on them. We run under GMP standards. Now, do me a favor. Go back and ask them for theirs. What you're going to find is they probably won't cough anything up. I'm not sure if they are licensed or certified by the USDA, the FDA, or GMP. Now, it even gets better because on the fraud side, I love anonymous. Under anonymous, you can say just about anything that you would like. You can say anything. What's fun about anonymous is it's just that, it's anonymous. And I can tell you that I own the Brooklyn Bridge anonymously, but that doesn't make it true. Now, if you start looking at and going through, you can actually see on that website in the full overview. Remember, the quick facts, it's just that. It kind of goes through the court findings and the rulings. It goes through the fraud site linked to immunetree.com, which I think in the next short while you'll find that things will change for the folks at DBR Labs. They have a very nice little response of all of the different companies that I'm supposedly have owned or what have you. And it's interesting because if you start looking at those and you go to that same website that you can look up like business entities, there's a lot of those that don't even exist. So I'm not sure where they got a lot of that information. TPK Pharmaceuticals.
They're probably very much counting on people not doing the research, and it's like misinformation campaigns are like that. They know people won't do research, so they just put the information out and know that because it's been publicly stated that people will believe it's true.
Oh, and you know what? We've found is that if you can put it on the internet, people, and it doesn't have to be true at all, but they make claims against. Yeah, they and it's interesting because they make claims about anybody and everybody. I mean, even to the point where they have gone after vendors or people that I sell to and used their name to the point where their attorneys had to contact GoDaddy and Google and had their names taken off because they were using some of my clients, their names, under this fraud website, which is kind of interesting. Now, Let's kind of go through all these different things. The big one that they talk about is Chatsworth College. I took 4 years to get my degrees. I can't say that I'm smarter than the average bear, but I'm pretty prolific in my reading. And I've spoken with the proctor of the school. I've spoken with several of the professors at the school, which they're going to be putting letters together and showing that, yes, at the time that I was taking classes, it was a licensed, registered college, and when the owner got killed, literally, in a car accident, he got literally killed by a bus. He got hit by a bus and died, and I believe that was in 2005 or 2006, the school lost its accreditation.
Right.
But the dream
that
I have.
And what they told me over the phone was that they found out that your degree was completely phony, that it was mail order. You know, they don't know where it came from, but it didn't. The college didn't even exist.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, I can say that I own the Brooklyn Bridge, but that doesn't exactly make it so.
Right. I just wanted to clarify this for those who are listening to understand what the relevance is.
Well, and they even go on to slam. There's a gentleman that we're going to be having on here very shortly. His name is Dr. Michael Loper. And if you go to the Immune Tree, Inc. Website, you can actually look at his little bio there. And it's interesting because if you start reading that and you start reading some of the things that he has written, this is a medical doctor. He is emergency room certified. He does rounds and all the rest. He also, though, owns the Delta Research or Delta Wellness Research Laboratories. He owns a home clinic. I mean, the gentleman has been out there a lot, and I don't mean just in the medical community. He used to he's a former professional baseball player with the St. Louis Cardinal organization. He's got a master's in biochemistry. He has offered, and we are moving forward with doing human clinical trials with our colostrum. And he's actually put up a couple of podcasts, and he's written. I haven't even released everything that he has written up for us now with all of the different research that he has got available at his hands on Medline. So, I mean, it's interesting when you start going through this and looking at just how far these people will go to, you know, lie. And I'll be blunt in saying that. On the other hand, I have not put up anything that is derogatory. I've defended myself. And what's interesting is if you look at the con team, as they call it, they take pot shots at my wife. They take pot shots at Chardell Reeves, who, good Lord, she worked for me for almost 15 years at ITG. And what's interesting, they take pot shots at Chris Clark, who is one of our salespeople, Ben Horner, who is one of our salespeople. So far to the point where in their lawsuit, I hired a kid named Chris Clark just because they have a Chris Knox that works there. And I was the first person that hired Chris Knox to boot, which I think is finally kind of funny as well. But they take a pot shot at just about everything and everybody out there. Let's back up, though. Let's talk about the colostrum side. When I got into colostrum, I worked for the Palm Springs Life Extension Institute. That is where I got involved with injectable HGH. And I left there to form the company, if you will. LifeLink is what I believe what we called it at the very, very beginning. That was in like 1992 or 1993 before Immune Tree evolved. And what's interesting about that is there's a lot of background with me and colostrum all over the place, even during that period of time, because we were starting to be fairly prolific on some of the research, on some of the write-ups, on some of the editorials and other things that we were putting out there. There's a very specific parameter for our colostrum. And it has not wavered, it has not changed, it has not taken any deviations from when we first started putting it out. There's a book out there called The Fundamentals of Dairy Chemistry, and that's where we got the basic parameters. And what we did over the course of time is we've always narrowed them. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things with Dr. Lance Wright, that when he came to me, he said, don't ever change it. And I said, well, I won't, but what if I can improve upon it? He says, well, as long as you can validate it through testing, then we move forward together. And that's exactly what we did. We moved forward together, and we constantly improved upon not just the farm level, the spray drying methods, but we improved upon those parameters and tightening it down so that when you start looking at true colostrum, we met that criteria. That's why throughout all of this time, we've had so many people. We've had so many health food stores, health professionals, and private individuals starting to come back to us because they're just not getting the same kind of stuff. You experienced that yourself, Donna, not just with your own products, but you had people that called you up and said, this isn't the same stuff.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, let's assume that we have the same colostrum that I've always had from day one. Let's go back to December and then January of 2010. December of 2009, January of 2010. Rick Hinnage took my wife and I out to dinner, and he at that time told us that while he was locking the doors, and we had grown. He's a professor at Westminster College in accounting. We had grown TBR Labs from nothing to close to $1.2 million over the course of that 18 months or whatever it was. And he told my wife and I that he was locking us out of the building, and that if we opened our mouths, and he was looking at me, if you open your mouth and get back in the industry, we'll ruin your name. Now, what's interesting about it is if you go to the Immune Tree Facts website and you start looking at the details under the full overview, you can actually take a look at some of the information that was discovered by our attorney while Rick Hinnage was under oath, and you can read some of the excerpts taken from his deposition. I'd like to read that to you.
Yeah, I would like
this
that.
Thank you. Yeah, this is my attorney. These are questions that were asked by Joseph Hepworth. He's one of my attorneys. And he was asking those to Rick Hinnage, who is under oath, and this is from his sworn deposition taken on 6/24/2010. You organized TBR Labs on July 31st, 2007. It would have been 2008. It's been around for 13, approximately 2 years, so that makes sense. Question. There's another website, drkleinsmithfraud.com. Do you know who registered that domain name? Yes. I am aware of that website. Question. Do you know who registered the domain name? Rick. I know who owns the name. I know, and I did participate in providing materials to set up that website. Who owns that name? That's owned by another party that got burned by Dr. Kleinsmith, or Mr. Kleinsmith, I should say. And who is that? It's an employee of Four Earth. Who is that? His first name is Sean. I don't know his last name. Now, this is rather interesting because when we start looking at this, if it is Sean Van Steveren who works for, and he is the IT director for Four Earth, that is the company that I gave all of the distributors that I had amassed through Total Wellness International. And part of that agreement was that we would service and make sure that those products went out. Well, when they changed the product, and there was a letter that was sent out by Rick Hinnage and Chris Knox and Patrick May and whomever else works over there at TBR Labs, that they had gotten a new formulator for the product line, which I found was interesting because I formulated the products years ago, Andrew Keach. And he sent that letter out, and as a matter of fact, he said, if you buy our products, we'll give you the book from Andrew Keach. And I found that was rather interesting. So he actually validated that, in fact, he's not using Immune Tree colostrum. He's using a different colostrum. The whole basis of whether it be my colostrum or whether it be the Leptotrim line or whatever products that I've ever developed has been Immune Tree colostrum 6. So, folks, if you remember getting that letter, if you happen to be the recipient of that, whether you're a health food store, health practitioner, or what have you, just remember, you did get something different. We're going to be showing that here very shortly. And I always tell people this. If they've lied to you about Immune Tree, what else have they lied to you about? They said that I've never met Dr. Donald Lyon. You can actually watch the video of me interviewing him. They said everything is anonymous, and I love anonymous because it on the surface, it's very easy to get away with lies, murder, and everything else. But if you actually start asking...
It's interesting when you go to the fraud site. When I was reading it not too long ago, and you can tell by the voice that the same person is writing all of this stuff. You know, there's no, you know, different people write differently and they sound differently. Even in email where there's no tone of voice, people still sound differently when they write. And I was amazed, you know, the first 10 complaints I wrote were obviously written by the same person. So I thought that was fascinating.
Well, no, and it gets better. When you start looking at the different pieces, Total Body Research Labs was nothing more than a label that I created to sell into the health food store marketplace. It didn't even exist before August as a company, before August of 2008.
Right.
Now, if you start taking a look at some of the information that they hand out as far as sales numbers generated before the existence of TBR Labs, as an example, they say in 2005 we did $0.88 million, 2006 $2.05 million, 2007 $4.84 million. Here's where it gets interesting. TBR Labs wasn't in existence in any of those 3 years. And those numbers are actually taken from my corporate returns, which Rick Hennage was our CFO. He was also our CPA.
Right.
He's the one that prepared the corporate tax returns. So you go through these different things, and you start asking yourselves questions. And I always like to do this. If it's anonymous, who was it? Step up to the plate.
Certainly.
I don't hide behind anonymous at all. As a matter of fact, if you start looking at some of the declarations, because we've had other folks who were spoken to by Chris Knox, by Patrick May, and they actually did depositions. It wasn't hearsay. It wasn't made up. And you can actually read some of those declarations on our website. And again,
right.
It's under declaration. So if you want to click on that, then it's interesting because we've had a lot of folks, I mean a lot of folks, that have come back to us. Matter of fact, Donna, you're on there, where people have gone into this particular website and they've put up different statements about what they were lied to about and how we handle ourselves. We're not here to hurt anybody. As a matter of fact, we have done business in close to 40 countries around the world, doing nothing more than helping a lot of folks. Okay. But you can read all these different things, and then you can add your own as well, which is rather interesting. But if you start looking at all the facts, and I'm not talking about hearsay or people who start with the letter A and end with an S and everything is anonymous in between, you start looking at some of the things that are on the Immune Tree facts. As an example, Donna, I know that they told you we were not suing TBR Labs. Well, we are suing not only TBR Labs, but we are suing Rick Hennage personally and others on a personal note. They are
right.
Going to have to step up. So it's going to be rather interesting over the next little while here as this thing starts to unfold and unravel. We have a lot of folks that we talk to on a regular basis. At the very beginning, when they really seriously changed so many different things because they changed the colostrum as the base, we used to get a lot of calls. I mean, a lot of calls from stores and health practitioners and private individuals literally screaming at me because they – and one thing I've always said, I will never prostitute the product for the almighty dollar, and I have not ever done that. But when things change so drastically, and folks, if you don't believe me, take a look. Grab one of their bottles. Make sure that it says TBR Labs on it. And then on the there's a little sticker. And normally it used to say, as a matter of fact, if you peel it all back, it still does say Immune Tree Certified Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith. But now you might find a sticker that says gluten-free. Well, if you know anything about colostrum, you don't have to worry about gluten at all. It has nothing to do with gluten. So they were telling people, oh, well, it's because we get a lot of questions about gluten. No, it wasn't. They were trying to cover my name up. Now they have changed the gluten-free on some of their bottles, and some they don't even put a sticker over it. And then some others, they put another little sticker that says Immune Tree Certified. Well, Judge Howard definitely said they have no right to the Immune Tree name. So it becomes rather interesting when you look at the separation of myself from TBR Labs. And they can say whatever they would like, but as Anonymous is concerned, I always like to make sure that I walk down both sides of the street, take a look at the hard facts, read the documentation, and then make an informed decision.
Absolutely.
So that's where I tell people, you know, click on anything blue. If you go to the website and you see anything blue there, you'll have certain things that will pop up. Make sure that you take a look at those. So, like, as an example,
you're talking about immunetreefacts.com?
immunetreefacts.com. As a matter of fact,
okay.
We put
so
up
they go there.
There
and they're scrolling down and they see things that are in blue and
yeah,
they get little pop.
Them.
Yeah, okay.
Click on them because, and the first one that you click on, the court finds that there was no grounds for him owning, Rick Hennage owning ImmuneTree. And it's interesting. We put the whole thing in there with the honorable judge's signature on there, and he did. He ruled in our favor, saying, "Hey, you don't have a case here, Mr. Hennage." But you also start looking at other things. You can start taking a look at excerpts from the deposition of Rick Hennage. You can start taking a look at the sales agreement that Rick Hennage said, "Hey, I've taken it out of your desk, and you'll never see the light of day again." Okay, and you can read it. It doesn't say anything about ImmuneTree. It says TBR Labs and any derivative thereof. Then you can start taking a look at other pieces, like, you know, the Anonymous is on there. You can also take a look at ImmuneTree Company. Click on that. You'll see a certificate of existence, and it's in good standing. And that is, by the way, from Kathy Berg, Director, Division of Corporations and Commercial Code. I know I'm kind of going over different things as we go down here, but it gets rather interesting when we can provide you different pieces. As an example, when I purchased the ImmuneTree.com website in 1998 and transferred it from Network Solutions in 2002, that documentation, that email from the domain registration is on there. You can actually see that. You can actually see the owner of Total Body Research Labs, that's in there. That's Rick Hennage. It's interesting because you can also see the corporate fact sheet that they put out to all their vendors when he wasn't even in existence. Now, that's a CPA. That's a certified public accountant misrepresenting sales that he didn't even have any right to. You can take a look at the books. You can take a look at our manufacturing and certification facts. This one I think is rather interesting because I love the way that they say, I do everything out of the basement of my home. I have a very nice home, don't get me wrong, but I'm pretty sure I don't have any equipment sitting in my home that's going to be making capsules and tablets and powders
right.
and liquids and all kinds of other things. Okay?
Right.
Now, as you go through that website, I know that there's a lot there because there's a lot of folks out there that, you know, they just don't want to take the time, and that's okay. But you're going to find that there are letters in there that have told Rick Hennage and Janine Hennage that they have no rights to the ImmuneTree name. And you'll see the ImmuneTree certified seal in a letter that's on there as well, that we state that we want our domains back that they stole from us. So all of that is there. And again, we don't have a whole lot to hide from. You can actually read the declarations of Dan Sulloway and Rita Gregory and Chris Clark and Ben Horner. It's interesting that you have to pick on every single person or every single thing to make a sale, where we say, take a look at our quality, take a look at our product.
Yeah, exactly. The bottom line for me has been that you have validation for everything you say, and the bottom line for them is that they don't have validation
yeah.
for anything they say. And so for me it was not a difficult thing, and that's why I wanted to do this show to help people, because when you call TBR and talk to them, they sound like, oh, just lovely and sincere, you know, and it becomes a he said, she said kind of thing. It's like, who's telling the truth here? And so I really wanted to be able to put out the actual facts for people so it's not just well, that person sounds nice, and that person sounds nice, and but who's telling the truth? You know, who can back up what they're saying? And what I've seen is that you can back up what you're saying, and they have not been able to. And so I wanted that simply and clearly stated for people, because we're talking about people, this is not a minor thing to them. They're trying to restore their health. They're looking for the best product. You know, they don't want to waste their money, you know, and they want the real deal. They want true first smoking colostrum. And I'm hoping that this is helping people to have confidence that they're dealing with the right company, an honest company, and that when you say you can back this up, you can back it up. And that if people want a verification regarding the purity of the product, that you have it, and if they ask for it, they can see it.
Well, that's one of the things that that we are pretty proud of, and for all of the years that I've been doing this. Dan Soloway, he owns radio. He's been a radio host on his own show for, oh my gosh, 15 years, almost, I think 15 to 17 years, something along those lines. We've been doing radio together for, I think, 13 years. And one of the things that when all of this transpired, we didn't come out. We weren't saying anything negative to anybody. We were just gathering our you know, the formulas and making sure that we were putting out the best product that we possibly could. Then we started marketing, and we were literally told, my wife and I were told by Rick Hennage, that if you get back into the industry, we'll do everything in our power to ruin your name. And they've done that with the Dr. Klein Smith fraud. They've put up parodies and all kinds of fun things, which, I mean, they spent a lot of time. The thing is, it's not about that. It should be about the product. It should be
Absolutely.
About here is the very, very best product, period. Well, my products haven't changed. If anything, on the formulations, I will improve upon them, because today, as an example, I built the LeptiTrim line almost in, I think it was 1998, 1999, when I started to release it. I was the very first person that I put on it. And there are constituents today that weren't around 10 years ago.
Right.
So when I look at improving something, I want to make sure that we put the right constituents for today, especially with the new science and research out there. But the colostrum, the base product, that hasn't ever changed. And whether we did all the testing today, or whether we did the testing 5 years ago, or whether we did the testing 10 years ago, if a product doesn't change, it remains intact at 100% purity, and that's what we have. And that's what we put out to people, and then we say, you know what, make sure that if you are going to go down that anonymous road, you come back the other side, and even if you don't read everything, because I know that there's a lot, there is. I mean, good Lord, between the declarations and the overviews and the legal documentation and all the rest of it, that's a lot. I mean, it is. Let's face it. I always tell people, you know, let's take a look at just two things. One, go to the state of Utah and see who owns ImmuneTree. That's number one. Okay, let's assume that you go, well, you know, they say this, you say that. Well, the state says I do. State doesn't say Rick Hennage or Dan Hennage or anybody else. The state of Utah says I own it. The second thing that I always like to do, and this one's kind of fun because they use Dr. Al Fox in a manner which is rather interesting, because they state, I've never met Don Lyon. And I tell people all the time, that one's very simple. Well, what do you mean? Go to drkleinsmith.com, click on this link, and watch the video. That's how simple that one is. I mean, that's not that one right there. That's not rocket science.
And as you
stated,
if they're not telling the truth about these two very simple things, then you know, chances are they're not telling the truth.
What else are they lying about? Yeah.
The other thing is, I'd like people to know is that there's actually quite a bit more information that you have that you can't share because you are in litigation right now.
Oh, absolutely. That's the other thing that I get from folks all the time, that, oh, well, they sued you and they won. No, actually, if you look at the – because they try to get a preliminary or a temporary restraining order. If you actually take the time to read just that piece, that one little piece, and if you don't read anything else, and even that one little piece, I mean, it's pretty lengthy as far as legalese goes, and I'm definitely not an attorney by any stretch of the imagination. But if you actually read that, the judge was very clear: you have no grounds here. And if this moves forward, the reason I'm not giving you this preliminary injunction is because you have no grounds to win in a case. Pure and simple. I've been doing this for, since 1994, however long that is. When you start looking at, actually, even before, I think it was 1993 when we put out our first really ugly label, but in 94 is when we, I think, registered the immune tree name and started, or not registered, but we started utilizing it. But if you start looking at all the information that's here, and there is, I mean, good Lord, Donna, when I sent this to you, I think even you said, I don't want to read all of this.
Right.
And I agree. As the court case progresses, and folks, there is a court case. They've kind of put out their best foot forward, and Judge Howard said, you have no grounds, and you'll probably not prevail. But if Mr. Kleinsmith wants to go forward, which, by the way, folks, we are absolutely going forward, when you have somebody that has gotten into this business, and he stated it, hey, if it gets too tough, I'll declare bankruptcy and go back to doing what I do best, which is teach people how to do accounting. So, kind of interesting.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that hopefully answers. I know I kind of rambled on and kind of jumped around a little bit.
Good. I think it's good information. Some people will want more information. Some people will want less. But I wanted the facts out so that that people can have their confidence restored. You know, there's a whole lot of people who don't care. They're taking it. It's working for them, and they know. But for those who do contact me that are concerned, I now can send them to this audio, and they can listen to it and make a decision on their own with the facts. As I said, without just having someone at TBR sounding like a nice person saying stuff that's not true, but they don't know what to do to prove it or disprove it. This way, they have the facts.
Oh, absolutely. And folks, here's the beauty of it. I have nothing to hide. If you want to get a hold of me, is it okay, Donna, if I give out my email?
Absolutely.
Okay. Folks, my email, if you have any questions whatsoever, is dranthonyk@gmail.com. dranthonyk@gmail.com. Send your questions. I don't have any problems with answering those. I have nothing to hide here. And ask away, because it's not about me. And it's not about Rick Hennage. It's not even about Immune Tree or TBR Labs. The baseline is this: it's about your health. And I tell people this all the time. If you don't feel a change from the product, don't throw your money down a black hole. And you definitely don't want to throw your money. I've been through the colostrum wars back in the early 2000s, and I've fought my fight with the New Zealands and all the other folks out there. I don't go away and I don't change things from bad to worse. I start looking at things and say, how do I improve upon a formulation? The one thing that I have never really been able to improve upon, other than just tightening the parameters a little bit, is my colostrum. And that's the one thing that I can guarantee to everybody out there, that I will not prostitute the product for the almighty dollar. I'm here to help a lot of people and get the word out about Immune Tree Colostrum 6.
Well, okay. I think we've covered it. Did you have any more information you wanted to share, or shall we call it a day?
The last thing that I would suggest is that go take a look at at least the quick facts and the court ruling. If you have questions, email me. I'll be more than happy to respond and answer anything that you would like. And the best part about it is you can get the colostrum from Donna. She actually did her homework, folks. And what we've put through here, she asked a whole lot more to make sure that, one, I was the real McCoy, and, yes, I'm the same person that she was dealing with back in 1998, and the same colostrum. So
absolutely.
Go back to Donna and get the product and watch how you start to feel.
And And I also want to say stay tuned. We had promised you a show in January, and unfortunately the parties involved had, you know, challenges in their life that made it not possible to do that. So we are scheduling some programs that should be probably starting next week. And so stay tuned, and we will be doing some more programs on specific uses for colostrum, and I think they're going to be really good shows. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. And
we're going to get Dr. Loper on here as well. That one's going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So new information coming, and we're looking forward to that. We really didn't want to have to do this. You know, this is not the most fun thing to do. It's you know, it's just not fun, you know. You want to go on with your life and do the real stuff and, you know, help people get well, that kind of thing. But unfortunately, this is part of being able to do that. So so we're doing it and getting it done and going forward. So God bless you guys. Thanks to all of you who are listening in. And I hope this helps clarify things for you. And we appreciate you listening. And we will see you here soon. Thank you, Dr.
Kleinsmith. Thank you all. Bye-bye.